Expedited partner therapy is an effective, low-intensity STD intervention. It's the practice of providing medication to the original patient to give to their sexual partners without medical evaluation. In Washington, EPT is recommended for heterosexual chlamydia and gonorrhea cases. EPT is an intervention that requires little time of local health jurisdictions, which is important in this period of increasing STDs. The purpose of this analysis was to identify and describe gonorrhea cases being offered EPT for their sexual partners in Washington. We used the CDC STD Surveillance Network, or SUN, data from July 2014 through June 2016. SUN consists of a random sample of gonorrhea cases who receive an enhanced interview that includes EPT questions. A case eligible for EPT was defined as provider or self-report of heterosexual behavior. Characteristics of interest of those eligible for and offered EPT included sex, age, race ethnicity, county of residence, and insurance status. These characteristics were compared to those who were not offered EPT, and statistical significance was calculated using chi-square tests and odds ratios. For the two-year period, 1,146 randomly sampled gonorrhea cases received the SUN-enhanced interview. Of those, approximately 65% were eligible for EPT. Through patient self-report, only 27% stated they were offered EPT, and 50% of those accepted EPT. We also found that of the 404 cases ineligible for EPT, about 8% were offered it. The following results are limited to those 742 cases eligible for EPT. The primary reasons for not accepting EPT included partners were already tested and the original patients wanted their partners to be seen by a medical provider. This graph describes how EPT was offered by gender. Those offered are in yellow, and those not offered are in green. 72% of GC cases offered EPT were female, compared to only 50% of GC cases not offered EPT were female. This difference was statistically significant. Looking at EPT offer status by race ethnicity, those offered EPT were less likely to be Black, non-Hispanic. There was also a significant association between being offered EPT and region of GC case residents. Those offered EPT were more likely to live on the eastern side of the state. This graph shows the likelihood of being offered EPT by several characteristics. Females were 2.6 times more likely to be offered EPT compared to males. Similarly, those living in eastern Washington were about twice as likely to be offered. Black non-Hispanics, however, were about half as likely to be offered EPT than white non-Hispanics. Other characteristics of interest included age and years, insurance status, and urban versus rural residency. None were found to be significant. In summary, we found only about 25% of gonorrhea cases eligible for EPT were offered it. Those offered were more likely to be females, live on the eastern side of the state, while less likely to be Black, non-Hispanic. About half of those who were offered accepted it. Local health jurisdictions should work with their local care providers to identify barriers offering EPT. Increasing the uptake of EPT may assist with controlling the spread of GC among heterosexuals and allow LHJs to focus more directly on cases with higher risk. Here's acknowledgments and Teal's contact information. Thank you.